Hi, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Monday evenings or afternoons, depending on where you are, program, Creation Lights of Healing. Today is February 18th, 2013, and our show this evening is The Healing Highway. We'll be live this evening with Ron Amatron, and we have a great show planned for you. So welcome, especially to all of our new listeners. Ron just finished up the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo. And also, Sunday was the second day of the February 8-hour healing intensive. So if you're looking for more information on that, you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com. So, Ron, are you out there? Good evening.
Yep, I'm here. So, boy, that's been having a lot of stuff going on, saying things weird. It's all about the new clones coming in, and there's a lot of them. So if anybody out there has seen the new clones or had people, change before their eyes, do weird things, and by all means, call in and you can talk about it. What we'd like to have this show devoted to what you've seen with cloned replicas. So that would be great. I'd like to hear your experiences and how they were very slow. I guess the true word would be ignorant because they don't have the program. So that just means that they're almost there, they're willing to change if they knew more information, but they just don't have it. And that could be affecting your life greatly. So if you are doing things and it has to deal with something very technical where you could possibly be in the way of getting hurt, or maybe you're going in to have maybe one of your teeth pulled at a doctor's or, dentist or something like that, and there's a possibility they may pull out the wrong tooth or do something weird like that. So good luck, everybody. So let's just see if we have any strange things that people have encountered. You can call in tonight and express that. And just tell me, where you were, like shopping center, and what happened to you, and how you are now perceiving the energies around you. And, we can go on with a really beautiful show here to educate people listening and to even educate the clones as to what is happening to them. And then what we'll do at the end of the show here, we'll do a clearing to help out the clones. So if you happen to have one and you're listening and you still think that you're real because you're eating food and that you bleed and everything else, and, it may be a clone there. I'm going to bring light into the clone and then also give it a spirit. Remember, this is the way the replica of what's in that place used to be. And so now we're going to make it real so I can help the clones out. Because you don't know what the aliens are going to do with these clones. They may just have them here for 6 months and then abduct all of them. Maybe they kill them all. And if you know that you're a true clone, that wouldn't sound very nice to you. As you're listening to me talking, you may think that you're not a clone. And that only pertains to somebody else, but you never know. Oh, and the new ones are coming in. They're kind of like riding on our backs here. So even if you're not a true clone, and you do have the human clone replicas coming out of you every 10 minutes, these things are waiting to step in too. So they're waiting for a weak point. So back to you, Elizabeth. I know we said a lot. We'll see if we can get maybe like a half a dozen callers today on the program. It'd be very nice to hear about your clone experiences, maybe. You may have somebody go to the computer to type something up for you. They don't know how to use the computer or turn it on, or maybe they don't plug it in, or they just act weird, don't know what to do. And you may just think, well, they're just having a hard day because they didn't sleep well. Well, it's probably not them that you used to know, before December 21st. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, Ron, we definitely are living during some strange days, and it can be very confusing for everybody. So if you would like to call in, we're on Station 1 tonight on bbsradio.com, and the call in numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008, or try 530-413-5011. And if you would like to send a comment or a question via email, you can do that through clsquestions@yahoo.com. And those numbers and that email address are also posted in the fast chat. So we would welcome any and all of your experiences with clones or cloned programs or new timelines, or if weird things have been happening to you and you're not really sure how to explain them. If you see people moving strangely or things just look a little bit different to you. So it just can be nice sometimes to kind of try to make sense of what's going on in your life. Ron, I know you're also running a couple of new clearings that are up on the website. Or if they're not, people can email you and get them. One is the Clone Light Infusion Clearing, and the other one is the Galactic Federation Clearing. And I know on Saturday's show, there was a lot of energy that was released on Saturday's live show, these sort of negative densities that you released kind of having to do with similar energies. Maybe you want to talk about those clearings, or if anybody out there also, if you've done these clearings and you've had something happen, you know, call in and let us know what your experience was.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, so if you do want to get the clone one, you must go to clsquestions@yahoo.com for the email. That's where we're monitoring that. And then the other one is online under Alien Attack Removal Galactic Federation clearing or something like that. So that's, you know, how they're connecting to you also. And it gets to be kind of old for me because it's all the same stuff. I guess to be a little more human, you know, it's the same crap every day, you know.
It's like something's always happening.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the way it is. It's the same stuff, you know. And it's just very disconcerting. About what's happening to people, because remember, you don't know what you don't know, and you don't know if you're a clone or not, and everybody on this planet is cloned out. So whether you're a 10-minute clone all the time coming in and out, or if you're the real clone, remember, they took out the real you of these 10-minute interval clones, took that away. That's probably in a can someplace for food. And now it's the other clone here. So they got rid of the human specimens, and now it's the other clone that's not necessarily human, but it looks human. But we can make it human by putting light into it. So the light chip will do that and reformat the whole body with light. So it's an opportunity for everybody. And that's the problem that we have here, is that this information sounds so bizarre, but yet, you've watched people on TV that you knew were cloned. That's been going on, the cloning stuff that people have been talking about, probably for 30 years. And so now it finally hit the pavement here. So I'm not saying anything that's new. I'm just talking about it. And, start to understand more about what's happening to you. Then you want to have more of your spirit energy with you. That we can help you with. But, the new clones are just here doing what they're doing and doing weird things and not knowing how to give change, not knowing how to respond. Like I mentioned before, when I first saw that, you know, with the dog running in the street and nobody knew about calling the police department to get them to stop traffic to keep the dog from being injured. Nothing happened to the dog, but it was pretty intense for probably about 10 minutes. And the waitresses at the restaurant that I was in just were watching the dog. And, I had to kind of like tell them to demand that they actually call the police. And I don't think they did that because they just didn't understand it. They didn't have a clue that the police could stop traffic to help a dog. What they said is that the police department doesn't have an animal control agency. That must have been part of their program. But I think they're just there to watch the dog get killed, personally. And that would probably give them some more energy because everybody was watching the dog. But luckily, you know, the dog was captured by people. But there's people not knowing how to give change. You know, they just don't know. They don't know about facts of life, and because they don't have a program for it. So it's not the fault of the clone, and the clone just doesn't have enough information. That's the whole process. And the scary part for me, looking at it, if there would be anything scary, is why are the clones here the way they are and not humans? What are they going to do with the clones? Who controls the clones? Okay, do they have a robotic program in these clones that can come back and bite you in the butt later on, you know, we'll say, or be remote controlled? That, to me, is the more scary part. So, you don't know what their training is, you know, that, you know, what they can do, because you don't really see it. But right now, they just seem very ignorant, you know, and they don't know about life here. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, it is. It can be kind of disconcerting to watch sometimes. And hopefully, you know, if you do know someone and you've had your whole lifetime emotional clearing, you've been running the clone light infusion clearings. That can be very helpful, hopefully, to people that are experiencing that. Ron, I do have a question here, and it's from a listener who is asking if they should still say, I command my spirit and body to stay on the CLS Earth 2012 timeline. But then they say, the other day you said we should command to stay on this timeline. But that could be any timeline I happen to be on at the moment. How do we best stay on a safe timeline?
That's a very good question. If you want to go back into 2012, you can stay on that timeline for that year. It all depends how much, you know, horsepower you have to put yourself there and to stay there. So at the time, it was much easier. Now, I don't know.
Well, it's an interesting question, too, because, I mean, technically, you don't really deal in timelines. I mean, light doesn't really have a timeline.
That's correct, yes. Uh-huh. So I guess the whole thing is, you know, is to be more conscious. That's probably what you need to do, is be just become more conscious with reality here. And if you don't feel like you are having things working out for you in your life, then very possibly the programs aren't installed. You know, you could ask a friend of yours if you're behaving differently. That might work out. And if they are saying, yeah, you're behaving differently, then you know that you may not be who you used to be. But how are you going to perceive that? Okay. The perception is like, well, yeah, I'm not behaving differently, but how do I get help? So, you know, at that point, you're kind of stuck. You know, I could probably help you, but I may have to do something, you know, in the future for this here. In fact, what I was thinking, if there are people listening out there, if I get maybe, I don't know, 30 to 50 people who may want to do a particular conference call for question and answers. I might be able to do that maybe in a week, something like that. So if you do want to come on, if you're maybe a newer listener or just somebody who wants to ask questions about clones, then send me the question on CLS Questions, and I'll look at it, and then I'll put all those together. And if we get enough questions from different people, then, and you can send more than one, but just make them brief, you know, a brief being maybe, you know, no more than 20 words. And so if you would like to do that, then maybe I can do a special conference call where we can give some information now for people. Because it is kind of, you know, like, you know, you said it was a little disconcerting, a little strange that we're facing this situation. And it's all around us, and we're it. And, you know, you have to realize that how do you maintain the old reality in the new world. So everybody's off on timelines now, being taken sideways because of what's going on. And you may have your, a problem with, not being too conscious or having timelines sync to each other, walking, tripping. So anything that deals with something that could give you a life challenge, you want to probably go very slow at it so that the timeline will unfold in front of you. So if you go like you used to go very quickly and fast, you may find out that you're walking out in space. Nothing's going to grab you, and then you could have an accident. Think if you walked through the veils of a timeline, where would you be? That's another a weird thing. Just look at all the sci-fi movies. People do that, you know. I'm just starting to watch Fringe, and I think I got through the first DVD, and so now I got the second one on order. So we'll see what happens with that. But they kind of talk about stuff like that a little bit. At least they use the words, and I think it gets better as time goes on. But all these movies out there, the DVDs and movies that have been in the past, are all telling you the story. But how much of that do you remember? So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's such a good idea. And I think one of the things that we do like to talk about on the Monday Night Show on the Healing Highway is that, you know, especially now, like, maybe things in your life don't really make sense anymore like they used to, or things around you seem different. And it is really important to go slowly. And I guess also to the listener who was writing in about the timeline, I would think that, you know, if one timeline maybe isn't working for you, or it doesn't seem like it's, I don't know what the right word would be, working for you in your life, I guess, then you could always try, you know, putting yourself on another one and seeing how that one works, as long as it's, you know, one of the creation lightship Earth timelines, I would imagine. So that could be also a possibility. One of the things I noticed, Ron, and I was wondering if anybody else out there listening had observed this, is that it seems like, you know, when you're out walking around, I mean, everything kind of seems very flat, like the shadows kind of look like they're painted on, and the world kind of looks like it's like a painted scenery backdrop rather than an actual three-dimensional world. So the trees look different and the shadows look different and cars look different. The landscape just looks completely flat to me. And I guess that's because, you know, it just seems like all of these holograms really aren't lining up, or they are enough to sort of kind of trick our eyes into believing that what we're actually seeing is real. But to me, it all just looks fake. So just something that I had noticed. And I know we've had a lot of people remarking about, you know, people moving strangely or not really knowing, you know, how to do things. And I've definitely experienced that in my own life. It seems to go beyond, you know, just having a bad customer service or a bad waiter or waitress. It just seems like these people just have no concept of anything that they're doing. So it's very interesting. And a couple of people are asking questions like, hold on, I just found one. Why are timelines not in sync and connecting up smoothly to flow anymore?
It's because, remember, the buzzwords back in 2012 and probably before that, was that we're changing our consciousness, okay, going into higher dimensions, fourth dimension.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Mm-hmm.
All that stuff, and that's what happened. So you are now living in a higher dimension of the darkness, okay? And that's what happened. You're no longer living on Earth, on the earthly timeline that was here. You're probably living somewhere else even, looking like Earth. So everything is... you know, what was told to you way back when was what the people are viewing on timelines. So it's not a good thing, but it is what's happening. And I don't know how else to really say that, but humanity has did a large quantum shift And in doing so, they brought in clones, and that is the large quantum shift of clone bodies here. So that's the problem that we're dealing with. And so the timelines are not in sync because they're not all created yet. That's what's going on.
So, Ron, I mean, when we're sort of cloned out, is that similar to an abduction process, or is that a completely different type of a
the abduction process, when the clones take over and you're a true clone, then, you know, you're no longer here. So whatever they do to you is what you're doing. I guess you could say it's a clone abduction, but, you know, you're already cloned out, so you're not really being taken anywhere other than where you are now. They could bring in other clones to you, but I guess the abduction process would be when they take a human off planet. Well, if you're no longer human, then, you know, they're just doing their regular practices with you, which they learned about by taking humans off. So, you know, I guess it could be an abduction, but maybe not, you know.
Right, it's just kind of like that part of you that isn't here. And also, I guess, you know, all of the true clones, they wouldn't have any spirit energy. Because, I mean, every time we're taken out, we're not connecting with our spirit energy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay.
So the true clone does not have your spirit in it. So, you know, that's probably
so that
already...
Could that be why people are feeling really weird?
If they have that, if they know that they're feeling weird, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to say how much recall a clone has. So, anyway.
Okay,
you don't know what
so
a clone is with, you know, that's the problem, you know. How much recall does a clone have, and does a clone think that it's real, or is it just running a program? It may only know a program and respond to what it's, you know, doing, running that program. May not know that it's not real. Remember, you only know what you know. You know, another way of looking at it, just think if you didn't go past second grade in school. So you had kindergarten, maybe preschool, kindergarten, and first grade. That's all that you knew for knowledge. You wouldn't know anything else other than that except for what you experienced in life. And that's kind of where you have to look at these clones here. They don't have all the information yet. They don't have the schooling that the extra energy is coming in. So do they think that it's weird? Maybe not. They only know what they know and what they don't know.
Right.
They don't know what they don't know, and they know what they know. So, anyway, I guess we don't have any callers, huh? Wow.
I was just wondering where all of our callers were. I'll give out the numbers again just in case anybody needs them. Line 1 is toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, and that is 888-627-6008. Or you could try line 3, which is area code 530-413-4522. That's 530-413-4522. So, Ron, I'm going to go ahead and see if there's any written questions. And it seems here that we have any. So also just wondering if there's any listeners out there that have had any success with running the new, either the light, clone light infusion, or the Galactic Federation clearing. You know, those energies can be pretty dense and heavy for a lot of people. So just wondering if you felt any relief. So feel free to call in on that topic, too, if you're looking to maybe share an experience that you think might be helpful for the CLS listening community here tonight. Always welcome. So just checking again to make sure I didn't miss anything. Okay. So it looks like we're all caught up, and a couple of people have commented on the fast chat that they've kind of noticed some strange things happening, and people are also agreeing that the world feels kind of fake.
Yeah, so that would mean, where are you? You know, where are you living? And, you know, where are we living? Like I said, the Earth Spirit left here quite a while ago. And, I don't know. I know I have to help the clones out, because otherwise the aliens may take those clones at some point and just destroy them. You get a newer, more conscious model or something, and that's not too good. So I'll be helping out the clones that are here, hopefully.
So along those lines, Ron, this is kind of an interesting comment. Somebody's asking, so should we stay out of judgment with the clone issue? That would take us out of our heart center. So
well,
I would think
the
answer would be...
Well, let's do that here.
Yeah.
Well, here we go, everybody. Mind a heart drop. Running from 10 to 1 backwards here. And, or from 10 to 1, I should say. Not that it's backwards. And you have to command your spirit to help you out. Here we go. So 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time. At 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okie dokie. So, we'll just see how you people are doing out there. Feel a little more consistent with your energy. Be able to just feel like you're more real. We'll just see what people I'm in on. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. It's always great when you remind us all to do the mind to heart drop and do it along with us. And that is something that you can pretty much do whenever you want. And also should mention that all of Ron's healings are available online 24/7 through creationlightship.com. So basically you have unlimited access to do these healings whenever you want. You can run them at night. I know I've been running a lot of them at night. Some of the new sample clearings are pretty long. So there was a question earlier about how to keep them running all the time, and I guess you just kind of have to watch. And I think especially for that the light infusion one, I think just, you know, when it finishes up, just kind of reset it to run again. I think that it's a pretty long one, so you can run that one overnight. It's a good time to sort of do it when there's not a lot going on. So I should also mention that if you missed the Los Angeles Expo that Ron just finished up, there is the New Life Expo, which is coming up, and that is going to be at the Hotel New Yorker in New York City from March 22nd through March 24th, 2013. And you can get more information about that at newlifeexpo.com. And Ron usually does a bunch of different lectures and workshops there. There's also the light infusion chamber, which you can go into and have the light code put back into your body. And he also usually does water charging at the lecture. So that can be a really great experience if you're in the New York East Coast area. So once again, that's newlifeexpo.com, and the dates for that are March 22nd through the 24th, 2013. So definitely check that out. So I was kind of hoping we'd have some callers by now, Rob. but I do have a question, and the person's asking, what percentage of the people on Earth are completely cloned out now? Will any spirits be left for the ascension?
Well, the first thing is that everybody's cloned, number one. Everybody has clones coming into you every 10 minutes. Everybody here is a clone. Now, the next question is, am I a clone? Of course, you are one of those people. Now, do you have a official clone that doesn't get cloned out, or do you have one that gets changed every 10 minutes? So that's the question. okay? I guess what you're trying to ask. So the ones that have been cloned out with one that doesn't come in and out of the body, those people would probably be 90% of the population. They did the universal shift. They did the dark side ascension. Everybody wanted to do that, and it was talked about for a long time, changing consciousness, going into other dimensions. Remember, the light doesn't have dimensions or anything like that, or higher, lower consciousness. Anything that the Galactic Federation talks about the spiritual hierarchy, that's all darkness, and that's where they're bringing the clones from. So right away, you know that you bought the wrong system, if you have that awareness to that. You may not even know that. And so the whole thing is, you know, are you the 10% that still is retaining a spirit that gets put into you, or are you the 90% listening that does not know what I'm talking about, but you are afraid of your clone dying, okay? Oh, you have to look at this aspect. Getting down to the meat and potatoes here, we'll call it. I don't know what other phrase to use. What if you're a vegetarian? Then what would that be?
The only other thing I could think of was down to the bone.
Or tomatoes or something, you know?
Vegan
so here
friendly.
We go. So the main thing is, if you are a 100% clone living here, with a very limited program right now, are you afraid that the darkness could take you away and kill you? So if you're afraid of that, then I can help you by doing clearings. So, you know, you want to do some clearings on the website, get you more whole and complete. And I'll be putting some of those up at some point here. Because I knew a couple of years ago that I'll be dealing with clones after the 2012 December date when the calendar ends. So I'm working on that now that will be able to help you if you're listening and you are a 100% cloned energy here. What are they going to do with you when the new model comes out? Okay? And just think of all the population. We'll just say that over, we'll just say that 90% of the people leave here because the old model of clone is not going to be working with the programs and the new upgrade is better. What are they going to do with you? Oh, that's scary? Well, I guess it could be. The Earth here has been scary ever since the aliens came here, so this is nothing new to me. Might be new to you, but to me it's not. But what are they going to do with you? So you're going to be needing my help to help you become human versus to be a clone. So that's the whole thing. So just look forward to some clearings that we'll be doing to help to do some integration with you. I'll be working on that probably within the next 6 months here. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, Ron, that sounds really great. Definitely looking forward to that. I'm sure it'll benefit a lot of people. So, it just seems like one of the other things I noticed was it seems like there's just a very kind of lack of understanding that goes beyond people being new or making a mistake. Like the other day, I was in a big store, and I was in the express line, and it seemed like every transaction was taking 40 minutes. I mean, the cashier just had no idea what they were doing, and you wouldn't believe for an express. I think there were about four people in front of me, and it seemed like it was moving at the most glacial pace beyond, you know, what you would normally think of as like, oh, a slow line. Or you could see like if someone had a cart full of stuff, maybe that would have been a reason to move slowly. But it was like this person was, you know, putting numbers in and then they were taking them out and then they were scanning things and then they didn't know what to do. And then it was just, but nothing really looked off. I mean, it looked like everything was going the way it would normally go, but it just was taking so long. And I just couldn't help thinking, like, it just felt, the whole experience just felt like a cloned experience, and I just had a really weird feeling after that. And came home, but, you know, it's like, wow, it shouldn't take somebody that long to buy a packet of cupcakes or whatever it is they were buying. But very interesting. So if anybody else has had an experience like that, do call in and let us know about it. I know you've talked about the people not being able to make change and looking at a $100 bill and not really knowing what it was, which is, to me, is quite, it's almost, you know, I guess you kind of have to laugh at it, because then otherwise you'll start to freak yourself out and you don't want to get yourself on that timeline. So the world is strange enough. you don't want to make yourself even more freaked out about all of this. So if anybody's had an experience like that, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you want to comment on any other sort of timeline or clone experience that you've had, please feel free to call in. The lines are open. So I'm just wondering, Ron, and I think, you know, a lot of people on the fast chat are wondering too, is there anything that we can do to help the clones?
Nothing that you could do, no. I would say just be, you know, if you are the 10%, okay, that has a spirit in you, then just, you know, treat them with a lot of compassion, as they really don't know what they're doing. Didn't Jesus say that? Forgive them, for they don't know what they do. You know?
Yeah, I think so.
Well,
yeah.
No, so they don't know, you know. You know, treat them like they're a young child. But by all means, don't give them something that's going to harm you, because, you know, they may not know what they're doing. Let's just say that you happen to give a clone, you know, a gun, we'll say, for instance, right? Well, they know how to use the gun. They may not know. Maybe they might aim it at you and pull the trigger, you know? So you got to be careful. Just be careful with what's going on, and treat them with a lot of compassion, because, remember, they are still learning, and hopefully they'll learn a lot, but you don't know, you know, what's going to happen to them. But, you know, and that's why you don't hear much busy sound or buzzing around anymore in the airways, because those programs have left here. They left, and the new ones are installed now for 2013, and they're all mainly based for the new clones at a different frequency. Remember, we moved into a higher consciousness, so they say, from the dark side, people who did all these channeling. So we are in a new consciousness here, and it's the clone reality. I think we had a beep. So let's see.
Yeah, I think I heard something. And just before we grab the caller, I just want to say, Ron, that's a really important and very good point to remember, just to have compassion. So I think we have a caller on the line. Who's out there? And could you just tell us your name and your question or comment for Ron?
Yes, this is Dolores. And I've never heard anybody call in and ask Ron this question, so I decided you wanted a caller, so I'm calling in to find out if Ron can determine, am I a clone now or am I more human right now?
Let's see here. Yeah, you are switching out. You are the 10%. Very good.
10% what?
I mean,
pardon?
That you are still the way you used to be. They haven't got you yet.
They have not got me yet.
They have not got you into, you know, the other clone model yet. That's what they're trying to bring in. So you're still good.
I'm safe, in other words.
Now, right now you're safe. Yeah.
Right
you're,
now I am safe.
If you're good. That's very nice.
Right. And if I continue to do the mind drop more and more, I will continue to be safer?
That is correct. Get the nail
all
right.
On one other question, Ron. Is the Pope a clone?
I can't get into stuff like that. But what I can say is interesting how when the Pope resigned, instead of dying, he resigned. They did have that lightning strike. So, and then after that, we had the alien attacks here from all those different quote-unquote meteorites coming down here. So, there's more coming to this planet than we realize. We may be sitting here having a good time, and there's probably a tremendous amount of fighting going on around us, and we don't even know it.
The thing I did hear today, that the Pope publicly is a clone right now. And if we ever do see him at a later date, he will actually look younger and more refreshed. But the his clone now is ebbing in energy, and that is the reason he is looking so old.
Yeah, that does
so
happen.
That
yeah.
was. Pardon?
Now, yeah, what I can say about that, not talking about the Pope, but the clone models that I have come in contact with, and some of these are actually almost like super soldiers. So I met one person physically here that male body, probably good looking, I guess. If you were a woman, you'd think he was good looking. And he was able to run about 40 miles an hour, I think, jump over cars, and do all kinds of things like this here. So he has some special programs, robotic energies in him, robotic parts, we'll just say that. And so he is one of the other types of clones that were here. But he didn't seem to have a lot of compassion, and as he was getting older, and I think when I saw him, he was probably about maybe 25, I'm guessing. But his bones were not working too well. He had achy bones. And so the older type of clones, the older programs in them, maybe the technology wasn't completely there, maybe I won't say the word correctly, but the technology was not designed to have the person live a long life. So they kind of like start falling apart. So that's kind of what I have seen. People starting to age.
Well, my other question would be, of course, they are arresting the Pope. And if the people, whoever they are, doing the arresting of the Pope, how are they going to know if they're arresting the clone or the real person?
Okay.
And then
if they do not know. If you're talking about like police coming to arrest somebody, I'll just talk about that. They can stop the timeline instantly and put somebody else there. So they could have 100 clones replicated, and then as far as getting the real one, which is probably what you're saying, are they going to know that?
Yes.
Of course not. No. They will not know that whatsoever.
And then the question would be if they do not know, the Pope may actually go free.
Yeah, that is correct. Uh-huh. And it could be somewhere else. I can't say it as you're saying that, but that can be what happens. You have seen movies.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
You're welcome. So you have seen
thank
movies.
Thank you very much.
Come about that things, and all of a sudden they vanish, and something else is there. The movie that I'm watching on the DVDs, I forgot the name of it now, but anyway, that movie has energies coming into bodies, taking over bodies, the body snatchers, we'll just call it that, and these things come in, and they just do what they do. Well, I guess to be quite interesting, the more you know, the more you wish you probably didn't know a lot. But, the whole thing is that we have some answers to your problems and questions, and that's good to have because you don't know what's going on in your life when you see weird things happening. And it's really bad if you blame yourself. Oh, geez, what's happening here, Well, it's not you. It happens to be somebody else doing something, and it may not be a real person. So, we may lose some people listening to us. That's okay. Yeah, Fringe. The word Fringe is the movie, yeah. It's a series. So that's you might want to watch Fringe. I just got my first DVD, I think, and I'm done with that, waiting for another one to come in. And anyway, it just kind of talks about that stuff, weird things happening. And that's the whole process here is, where are you? What are you doing? How is life? And are you just running slower than normal and people around you running slower? Get your consciousness back, you know, see where you are. Do some clearing so that you can get more spirit with you. Now, if you're a true clone, that might be a little more difficult. That's why I'm going to be putting up some special clearings for clones to help them out. Like I said, if they're not a human body here, like they used to be before the end of last year, which was, 2013 started, that's when things started going goofy. So you need to have a spirit put in you. I just feel like I'm talking to mainly a cloned audience here at times since the first of the year. And the clones need to have information. They know how to live here. See, the scariest thing would be, geez, you know, what do you do if you're a clone and the aliens want to take you away? And put you into a machine to grind you all up to make another clone. That wouldn't be very nice. No? So, anyway, I think going downhill a little bit here.
Yeah.
Anyway, but you have to look at the reality here, you know? So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, so I do have a couple questions at CLS, and one more person is wondering if they are still the 10%, they feel okay, their initials are SD.
Yeah, although it feels like you got some lurking on you. That's what it feels like. I would say right now, yes, you're the 10%er, but your backpack is getting full, and maybe they're trying to up some more things into you. So you need to do some more spirit infusion. Get the stuff off. And what I'm talking about is not just you. That's what I think they're doing to people is they're trying to bring in more of that new program into you, and the new program is connected to the new clones. I don't have much to say about what's going on that's positive, because I don't see the end of the tunnel quite yet, you know? All I know is that clones here could be having a very rough life living here, and they're already having a rough life. They don't know it yet. So, back to you.
Okay, so I don't know if this is going to cheer us up any more, but there's another question. This person's wondering what happened to the spirit of the people that are now full-on clones.
Well, the body and the spirit are gone. They're in the... I can't find them. I've looked, and I just don't see anything out there. So, and that's what they wanted to do, in a sense, because they chose darkness in place of light. It may sound kind of cruel to say that or uncaring, but they chose mind energy, and they believed in what they were doing was correct throughout this lifetime. And where they are is where they are. I always look for stuff, but they're already processed. Or they're in the process of being processed. Which means that they're, probably no longer coming back. Back to you.
Okay, so there is a question here. It's a little bit different topic, and it's kind of a long question, so I'm going to just kind of paraphrase it a little bit, but this person has been running the all-alien parallel life clearing, and in that clearing, if you specify a whole lifetime clearing, then select a timeline, and then select timelines within that timeline, and this person's wondering how many lifetimes per timeline, might we want to clear 100? And once they run such a clearing, such as emotional, for a timeline or lifetime, does it also eliminate that timeline? Or is timeline crashing the only way to do that?
I'm confused.
So, me too.
I'm confused.
So I guess what they're
I guess what they're asking is
timeline crashing the only way to eliminate, since it's the all alien parallel life clearing run, maybe you want to talk about that clearing a little bit first, and then that might help us to get to the specific.
The all parallel life will take all of your clearings that you've had. I believe all of them anyway. Might be one or two that won't, but we'll just say a majority of them, or almost all. And it will allow you to go into parallel lives with that clearing. Then you go into the future and the past, I believe. You can keep going with that to do more work on yourself. That's what it's designed for. That's the all parallel life one.
So I guess that means it would be different for every person. So if you wanted to clear hundreds of lifetimes, you could potentially do that on one timeline, because you may have 100 on one timeline.
Well, you may. The one timeline will have one particular issue.
Oh, okay.
Each timeline has an issue associated with it. One could be issue of maybe you not liking a carrot. You know, one could be you having verbal abuse. One could be you stubbing your toe. One could be you not liking to take a shower. One could, you know, all these are life conditions, life patterns that you're going through. Whatever you're doing in life, there's a timeline that you're on doing that. So you want to get off of the timelines that you think are destructive to you, causing you, you know, problems. That's why you want to do the timeline crashes. Get off of that. Now, that's only for this lifetime. If you choose to go into the past with an emotional condition, then you need to go into that and work on the past timelines that you're connected to. That's why the all parallel life one is up there to do that process. So you have to clear out this lifetime first. If you have any residuals after that, no, you're not going to each one and maybe do 50 of them. Maybe do 100, you know. Do it until you feel good. Everybody's different on how much they're hooked up. What's your major issue in your life? Where are you right now with an issue? Well, I'm sure that you probably have a lot of timelines on that. Get rid of that and then see what comes up next again. Because that issue that you're dealing with or living in is going to be replicated on many, many timelines. So you want to keep going and do it until you feel better. If you don't know, then do 100 of them. Oh, I had some people do over 1,000 timelines on issues, and they felt great. You might be listening and saying, I don't have time for 1,000 timelines, but I can do 10. Well, just do 10. Know that there's probably more out there than 10. The whole thing is, are you willing to give yourself a better life? Only you can do that. Only you can do the timeline crashes, you know, to get yourself off of these here. Before we put this up, you didn't have any way to help yourself out at all. Now you have a way to help yourself. And it's you doing the work. Remember, the old saying that all of humanity did the ascension is going to do the ascension. Well, that's what happened. They all got abducted. They all did the dark side ascension. That's over with. Dark side ascension is done, except for maybe the 10% of people left hanging on. And the rest of the 90 ones are gone. They already did the ascension. So maybe even the word ascension is even out of their vocabulary now, because they already did it. Been there, done that. Now what's here is a new clone reality for planet Earth. Just watch people. See how they're behaving around you. Everybody who I talk to is having this problem. Ones that are more conscious, knowing that people are weird. and strange and take a long time to do something and don't have much upstairs. Well, hello, what happened, you know? You have to look at the conditions that they're living in and you're living in and what's happening. Like I said, by all means, you don't want to go in and have an operation or something, you know, or do something that's real heavy duty, you know, with somebody else who's helping you do something because it may not be, you know, your friend Jerry that you knew last year. They'd be a similar-looking body, but they may not know about turning that button off if you get your hose caught into a chain and you're starting to get, you know, ground up into something, you know. So they may not have that thing. They'll just look at you just like you get now with the clone staring at us. I don't know how to do that. What do you mean, you know? But what if your life's in danger, you know? And they got to turn that button off. Now, hello. So I say, work extra slow at what you're doing so you can catch yourself if something starts to get goofy or cause a problem. Because you're probably not going to get help with somebody else around you because that other person may not be who you think they are. So, back to you, Elizabeth. I guess our show...
So we are coming down to the end of the show tonight, and I guess that would mean...
Yeah, we could probably go a little bit longer, but... I don't know.
I don't know. Now I'm getting all these questions, so...
Okay.
So I guess everyone woke up, hopefully. So... Yeah, I guess that would, hopefully that answers this person's question. And so if you do run a clearing, such as the emotional for your whole lifetime, that is only eliminating the timeline of your current lifetime. So if you, it sounds like you're doing what you need to be doing with the all alien parallel lifetime clearing there that you're running. So hopefully that answered it. This person's asking, what is the best clearing to do so that you don't get completely cloned out if you are in the 10% group?
Well, that's a very good question. Geez, I don't know if I got a good answer or not for that. Just keep doing, you know, maybe the Be Here Now, possibly. That could help you. Make sure that your emotions don't take you sideways. So I guess what I would tell you to do is, you know, I'm assuming that you've already had the emotional whole lifetime clearing. So if you had that, then do the unlimited version. If you haven't, received that yet, then get that one so that you can stay current. And do the mind to heart drop. You know, whenever something pushes your buttons in, you know that button got, put in. Want to get that button dampened down or eliminated. So do that. So that's what you want to do is just to be peaceful. You know, do the mind to heart drop. That could help you a lot. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I think I just heard a beep. So do we have a caller out there? Hello? Is somebody on the line?
Yes.
Hello. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Barbara. Hello?
Yes, hello,
Hi,
Barbara.
Go ahead.
Hey, Ron, I have a question for you about the clones. Can they feel the spiritual release that we normally feel when we do the clearings?
Oh, that's a good question. I doubt it. Because they don't have a spirit in them to be able to feel anything. So the spirit may not feel anyway. I would think that they're pretty neutral as far as body energy. That's why airways are pretty dead, and I think they're very unemotional right now. I'm sure they're going to be bringing in more programs into the clones to make them more emotional because they need to live up that emotional energy.
Right.
So if we do a clearing for them to take
care of something, like if they stump their toe, they can't feel it?
They'd feel that. That'd be more of a physical thing. But as far as emotions, they probably won't have much. They probably have just very limited programs, maybe to laugh or to cry. But as far as emotions like a human would have, they will not have that because the DNA in them, they probably don't have any DNA.
Okay.
Like most humans would have, okay?
Uh-huh.
So they're, in a sense, for that aspect, they're probably not going to be hanging on to a whole lot of stuff. But they are learning and doing stuff in their databases to understand how to live here. I mentioned before about a person I worked with in New York who said, Ron, I don't think that I'm human. I feel like I'm like a robotic person. And when I did a clearing on the person, they went to walk down some stairs, go to the restroom. He didn't know how to walk down the stairs. He had to watch somebody else in front of him, along with, you know, manually moving his leg, you know, consciously to move it, to put it onto the next step, because he didn't know how to walk down the stairs. And then that was one process that he learned how to do, walking down maybe 20 stairs. Then he had to learn how to walk upstairs. He knew how to walk on level ground.
Right.
So, just watch all your friends, and they're gonna tell the story. You know, that old song, "Every Picture Tells a Story." You know,
right.
You know, Rod Stewart. So just watch people.
So, the way that we can really tell if we're still human is if we're feeling the clearings totally, kind of intensely.
I would say that would be correct. Yeah.
Right. So, in your opinion, I would be still human, correct?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
So you have an emotion to your voice, where a clone probably won't have much emotions, and they won't know how to respond or react to certain situations.
Okay.
That's how I would... Have you seen anything
really
like that yourself in the last month or so?
Excuse me, I couldn't hear you. There was some static.
Have you seen any people acting a little strange or just being unemotional or robotic?
Yes, I have seen some clones, and I know that they are clones.
Yeah,
I know for a fact.
How does your body energy feel? As you walk by them?
They feel real... it is kind of a neutral type like feeling.
Yes, uh-huh.
Just that's kind of hard to explain. You know that there is somebody there, but they're not really I don't feel a spirit. I don't feel you know, like the emotion, like you're saying, there's like a matter of fact kind of feeling.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, you know, just know that you don't want to have these people being responsible for your life or anything, you know, and it's probably very difficult, I would assume now, for everybody on the planet here to make connection, to do stuff, you know. Call somebody to have something done, and they really may not know how to do it. So, you know, if you have a boss that's kind of strange or weird, you know, who doesn't know what to do, and you feel like you're smarter than they are, and they just don't know what they're doing quite yet, and they may not ever get that program. So I would think that society right now is probably running downhill or slowing up a lot, as the clones are not being productive.
Yeah, that's another thing I noticed. They don't do anything. And then if they do something, it's kind of crazy. The playing is very intense to the point to where it's like you don't know where to draw the line.
Yes, uh-huh. That is correct, uh-huh.
I think you're
catching
on. I saw somebody
do
some incredible stuff, so...
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. I think you're catching on a lot to what's happening here. And you just got to have compassion for them because they're a brand new species here. I hate to use that term, but I don't know what else to use. they are a life form, but I think they're a new species. And, you know, they are new slaves that are here. That could be a better word. And you have more parts than they do, possibly.
If I run the clone clearing,
put into them. I'm
getting some feedback here, and I'm having trouble hearing you, and I think you're having trouble hearing me too. If I run the clone clearing, on them, will they have the same personality that they had, say, when they had their spirit in 2012?
Okay. Good question. Possibly. Spirit-wise, no, unless it gets recreated. And I don't know how that's going to work out quite yet. But they will have a new spirit.
The personality should be the same.
To them because the old one is gone. So probably really can't be duplicated. And so they will have a new spirit, and that spirit may not be like the last one that was in them, but they may feel like they have light energy. So you're just putting more light or putting light into a clone. That's kind of what I would maybe, you know, how to do that or what I would suggest, you know, as you do that. You're going to feel that they do have light in them where they didn't have it before, where there's going to be the same personality of the person, the same information. They probably don't have anything cataloged in their database going back in time. So if you start talking about, well, remember when we did this here and that and the other, they may be clueless to that.
So it would be like a new person. They wouldn't carry on with the same type things that they were doing before?
I would say that'd probably be correct, unless they got the program put into them.
And see, that's what I'm worried about, because one of these people that I'm thinking about, they're very, very, socially undesirable.
Okay.
And to put a spirit in somebody that's going to act like that doesn't sound like a fun thing for me. I mean, I'm just being selfish here, I guess, but then I'm going to have to deal with that.
Okay.
Because I'm living with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so if wake up, you wake up one day and you realize that the person that you've been living with is a little different, and you go, uh-oh, what do you do next? And, yeah, you probably want to put light into them so that you can see some light. They may not have the back history of their life, but they will feel better to you. Yeah, it's hard to say how we're going to be playing this one out.
I'm actually more concerned to roll the dice and hope that it works better than it was, correct?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. My main concern now is, what are they going to be doing to the clones if they decide to take them out of here?
Yes, I can see where it's a life form, even though
it could be a clone. They're living. They're having this experience, and you know, I would hate to see all these lives destroyed, like the last ones that they took out.
Well, I have seen some great improvements, you know, as far as personality goes, in the last month here. But I can see that there's a gradual downhill slope thing toward going back to where they were in 2012. It's like they're being recreated to be that person again.
Yeah, I think they have to start doing something like that, make them more compatible, but then that's only compatible to the humans. So if everything gets cloned out, then the back-end story, you know, what happened 10 years ago, is not going to make any difference to the clones.
Right.
They're just going to be living with the program to maybe be slaves, and that's all, you know, what I can see happening.
But there's other activities that they can do that... it's very undesirable. You know, you don't want people doing certain things around you. And I'm kind of worried about that stuff coming back. I know that it has stopped for now, but it looks like it may resume.
Yeah, it's possible. You know, it's hard to say what the aliens are choosing to do. Yeah. No, that's why I'm working on this, trying to help out all these clones that are out there, trying to figure out a way to give them some life, some spark of life. Because once they realize that they can have a much better life in the light and get rid of some of these programs, they'll feel much better. But, yeah, it's... they need to get rid of, and they need to probably get rid of, do the emotional program, even though they're not emotional, as their past history, it could be a program of emotion, making them to respond a certain way. So it's the same way with humans in process. So they need to get that emotional stuff off. That's a program now, where as far as humans, it was embedded in them, and these things are just a program. You get the program out of the emotion so they can become... peaceful, not be attached too much to the race that created them, causing them to have problems here to do certain things. So it's all like robotic programs.
Well, it's a scary new world.
Yeah, that's what the people wanted here, because everybody wanted to shift. Everybody talked about it. You can website and they'll tell you how into and maybe how we are going into a new age of enlightenment. And this is the light of the darkness taking over. The people all fell for it and went on that bus ride.
Well, it's just scary. That's all I'm seeing with it. Nobody's wanting to do anything, and then there's no money, and then there's no way to make a living, and nobody wanting to do anything, and they're all weird, and it's, ugh.
Yeah, it's,
how do you resume a life with things like that? It's just not,
Yeah, I know.
Doable.
That's what we're working on. Working on to find solutions to this here.
Okay, well, thank you very much for all your healings. And
very welcome.
I will tell you that I got great relief over the weekend. You did a lot for me over the weekend. I was in a lot of pain, and it's gone.
Oh, how wonderful.
So I'm gradually getting better.
Well, that's great.
And
thank you for calling.
I feel a relief. Also, too, there was an energy that I keep feeling real intense. Maybe you can tell me what it is so that I know what clearing to run on it to try to keep getting rid of it. I've just been going across the board, just running as many clearings as I can, but. It feels painful and dark and intense. It's like you can, like when I walk through it, I can feel it. It like kind of separates enough for me to get through. It doesn't want to, but it does. And as I walk on the floors or the ground, or wherever I'm at, it like my feet hurt.
Okay, I think you're on a timeline that. Might have pokers on it or something. That's what I'm saying. Maybe a very sharp, rocky timeline. So you want to get off that timeline. You just type in timelines for maybe like aching feet or poison ground or something like that.
Well, I feel it in my feet when I step, and I can feel it in my hands too. It's like it's not always on the floor. It's on objects. It can be on a curtain. It can be on different things. If I touch it, I feel it. It's some kind of energy, and it's very painful when I touch it.
Have any ideas, Elizabeth?
It could be maybe you need to do, I'm just thinking, like maybe something happened to your feet in a past life.
No. This is like I'm fine. Then I walk and I touch something and I pick up this energy.
Maybe it's space contaminates.
It might be an object attachment energy that you might be feeling. So maybe the object clearing. You'd have to go in and clear different objects, but that could be what it could be. But I don't know. If it's strictly in your house, you could probably pick out maybe half a dozen things to clear. But going out and about, you may not be able to do that. has
well,
to do
what
with
I'm
your
asking
sensitivity.
Is it,
so maybe,
it the demonic energy or is it alien energy or which is it that I need to do on the clearing?
If anybody on the fast chat comes in, I'm trying to see here. Boy.
So does, this definitely is some ugly stuff, okay?
It's alien.
It's
yeah.
as ugly as
alien.
It gets.
Yeah. Alien energies are there that you're connecting with. But you want to get out those timelines. I don't know how to exactly phrase it, though, to do it the simplest way possible.
Okay.
Check the fast chat. Maybe somebody could give you some advice on that. But you, but it is alien energies, and you are connecting with it. So you just a space clearing. Do a space clearing.
Yes, that's what I've been doing, but there's categories under it, and you have to know which one to do.
Yeah.
Like there's wormholes, there's demonic energy, there's a bunch of different things. Which one is the
it
best?
It could be, too, that, you know, that you're just
feeling.
Coming into contact with a lot of these, like, different vortexes. And
yes, I'm coming in contact with a lot
these.
Of stuff, and I'm feeling it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Barbara? I'm going to ask the listeners on the fast chat. I think we do have two other callers holding.
Okay.
So I'm going to have to take their calls, but if you do have any further questions, just, you know, email CLS questions or check the fast chat and see if there's anything else that people have typed in. But, yeah, like Ron said, I think a space or an object clearing might be helpful to you, too. So
okay,
really appreciate
I'll
your call and your feedback.
I'll just keep switching it around then, and I've gotten rid of a lot of it.
Okay, that's great. Okay, Barbara, so thank you so much for calling. Okay, so I think we have a couple of other callers, so I'm not sure who got there first. So do we have somebody else on the line still? Thank you for holding.
Yeah, hi, it's Sharina.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, Ron, thanks.
Are you in Hawaii still, or are you somewhere else?
Yeah, no, I'm in Hawaii.
Okay.
So I was the one that asked the question about if I was still 10%, and I was absolutely shocked that you were feeling that that's kind of borderline for me, because I've done the spirit barcode removal, the emotional clearing, I've done dozens and dozens of clearings, I've been on the spaceship in the intensive for months and months, I have continuously 12 clearings going night and day. So I'm kind of, I guess to put it mildly, a little bit freaked out that I might be borderline here.
Yeah, what it is that they install a backpack on us, in a sense. So they put this on people so that if you have a weak moment, these things can creep in. So it's not that you're doing anything wrong. They're just trying to get you like they normally would, but you're still holding very well. You know, you're still with that energy, except they are trying to take out the 10%. That's what I meant by that.
Okay, so we just keep doing.
Yep, you just keep doing what you're doing, and you should be okay. Just that if you get a moment to where you maybe get really upset or something goes on. And then they have an opportunity to interface with you with that energy that's sitting maybe on the back of you, you know, that you don't know anything about. So they're trying to connect with everybody that way.
So how they can get in is through emotions?
Yeah, that's what they're still doing, yeah. That's what they live on, and they're trying to get people to have a whole different program coming into them. And that way they can have more control over people. That's why the clones are docile. They have docile programs. They have programs that are making them not to respond to people, not to know a whole lot. Now you got to realize that, boy, this is quite a big orchestrated thing that they're doing. And so the only way that that they can get somebody is if they get whacked out and get upset a lot, working through emotions, and then they can, you know, drop in more of the new program through a replica or through a and a clone coming in. So you, it's nothing that's any different than before. You're just lucky that you're not, you know, cloned out.
But,
or not
but
here
even
anyway,
if
I should say that, because you are here. So you're one of the last holdouts, you see, and they want to take out the last holdouts.
So, yeah, I've been feeling that. So one thing, though, is, I mean, even if they got me, I thought if I'd done the spirit barcode removal, my spirit would still go to Creation Lightship.
Yeah, that's correct. Your spirit is always connected, yes, uh-huh.
So my spirit is safe no matter what.
No matter what, that is correct, uh-huh.
Okay. Now, there's still this issue of awakening and living in permanent peace. And is there any problem with still using that as a goal?
I think it would be a nice goal, but I don't think it's going to be probably achieved here. But it would be nice to be peaceful.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's going to be easy to do because of all the interference that's happening. Okay.
So there is a state of consciousness where people supposedly don't think that they are constantly in the moment. Do you think that's not possible to achieve at this time anymore?
I think it's possible. But right now we're going into all new energies, so everything is probably still in flux, and it depends on how much they want to eliminate that process. Remember, all the clones mm-hmm. now are docile, so, but they're going to start getting emotions. Then what's going to happen after that, they'll be just like humans were. So they'll be able to probably interface just like they used to with humans.
You know, most of the people around me here in Hawaii seem to be normal. They don't look to me like they're being cloned out. They have their memory. They're still very active and alive. So is there something different in my environment, or am I just not seeing them, their clones?
Well, you might have a space there that they chose not to bring in energies with. So that would be very good. I see it all mm-hmm. the time where I live. And maybe everybody else does too, but so if you don't see it where you are, that's great. Well,
okay.
If the checker knows how to give change and they're able to give you directions on where to go to, I asked a lady at the counter how to find a location, and I said, just draw me like a little, you know, pictorial map, you know, I don't need to know, turn left on some so-and-so street that you can't read, you know, in the middle of the night, you know, when you're mm-hmm. going 30 miles an hour, you know. So I just said, well, just drop. How many blocks do I go this way and that way? And she just drew this stick thing, you know, with her pen. And then she tried to tell me what the streets were. And I knew that she didn't understand what I was saying. And, you know, I just wanted to know a little more detail, but you didn't have it in her to figure out those details. And then she says, I don't live here. You know, and that, like, okay. You know, in fact, that happened twice to me. I went into a gas station mm-hmm. to ask the guy for directions. The first thing he says here is, I don't live here. And I go, okay, you're working at this job, and you don't live here. And you don't know what's two blocks around you. Okay, I understand now, right? So that may have happened to a lot of you out there. These people just don't have that information in their database. It wasn't downloaded. And why would they really need it? Why would they need to know what's two blocks away, you know? Maybe they just know how to go home and go to sleep at night and go to work the next day. They don't need to know what the next street is over there. All they have to know is how to start their car or ride their bicycle or something, you know? But they have very limited programs. So if you have people where you're living who have the full intact program, that's very good.
I wonder, you know, I've been running Earth Protection Timeline Crash for Hawaiian Islands continuously since you suggested doing that. Would that maybe have helped some?
I would assume so, because, you know, you're not living in a very large territory. Plus, you see, the grid lines there probably are not really that involved because it's a small location. You know, you can't go driving, you know, 500 miles, you know what I mean?
mm-hmm.
It's not with the car. You know, you can go in circles a lot, but, you know, you're very limited. So your grid line activation point, where you are, your GPS location, is just probably one or two different things there versus hundreds mm-hmm. elsewhere. So that's how I would look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just living in an area that's more sacred. I guess sacred is the wrong word. An area that is not involved because it doesn't need to be.
Mm-hmm. Great. Okay, I guess I'll stay here.
yeah. And so I guess the main concern would be is we need to keep the people that are the 10%ers, you know, more here. That's the whole thing. And I'll be figuring mm-hmm. out stuff for that.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you so much, Ron.
Okay, you're welcome. Do we have another caller on, you think?
I think we might. Is there still somebody holding on the line?
Yeah, hi. This is Doina. Hi, guys.
Hi
Doina.
Doina.
Thank you. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. It's okay. Ron, I want to ask you, you know how I go to appointments and meet people every day, lots of people, and I get to spend like maybe almost an hour sometimes sitting with them at the table, and they all seem to go into stories about their past, like years ago that happened in life. So that makes me wonder, is this like a scenario that they served for me, so they made me think they are not clones or they are not cloned yet?
Well, if they go into the past scenario, you might just ask them a question about it, because they may just be running a program for you, maybe with 50 words, right? So you might ask them a question, you know, how do they get there? You know, what do they do? You know, what do they see? And just see how they respond to that. See if they have a program that attaches and connects to the next program. Because, you know, they have to have all these add-ons added to it, just like on your computer. You got a main program, then you mm-hmm. have add-ons. They may not have any add-ons. You might just question
yeah.
them with that, just for your curiosity's sake. I'll just kind of say, oh, yeah, you know, what happened there, you know? And they may not know it.
Hmm. Because the same, you know, I look at them, I analyze them, and they seem, I don't know, maybe some of them seem not to have too much, how should I say, or are all spark in their eyes, like they don't have light coming through their eyes. And then I'm thinking that that person in that situation might be a clone when I see their eyes like that with no life in it.
Yeah. You can tell as you approach them, probably within 50 feet. You can look at them and see if they have, if you're a little sensitive, all you have to do is look at a tree, okay? And the trees mm-hmm. still should have some spirit energy in them. Not too many have that, but they'll have more than a lot of people. And so look at a tree or a bush or something and kind of look at how that energy feels and then look at the person. Person will probably feel like nothing, or mm-hmm. or just compare the person
and also
a building. You know,
yeah.
if you're going into a building or a house or something, the house probably won't have a whole lot of energy from light in it typically because it's already used up and it's not radiating that. You know, like concrete, for instance. Okay, Mm-hmm. You're not going to get much energy off of concrete. Now, if the person feels like a piece of concrete, same similar energy signature, then you know that they're not real. And then take a dog or cat, and they should normally have that. Oh, we're just entering into new times, but yeah, you can play it out and just see what they say on their backstory to see if the backstory makes sense.
Ron, also I want to ask you, so when they get people, right, to basically it's an abduction, everything they did in December, they abducted everybody. So if we keep the abduction clearing on all the time, would that help us?
Would. That clearing would help you if you have the abduction clearing, yes. Just keep that one running.
Yes.
They probably will not even come close to you because even though they want to get the 10%, typically probably dealing more with the other clones, trying to keep them in alignment, you know.
But I'm referring to I've done the abduction barcode, but you have two of them. You have the abduction barcode clearing, and then you have the abduction clearing, which is not the barcode. It's just the abduction energies clearing. So keep both of them or only which one all the time?
I would do the second one, the abduction clearing. Once you do the barcode one, that one's probably pretty good. Now, that one's normally almost always, you know, maybe one or two times a day. But the other one is how they could probably get you, because remember, you may not have that barcode on you. You took it off and it's no longer there, but the abduction one can still come into play.
Uh-huh. Okay, yeah. All righty. So then, good idea. Because the abductions, all the barcodes, I keep repeating them once in a while, but the abduction clearing, because I just got this idea. So since they abduct us like crazy, at least keep that on. And specify on the box or where is the others to keep the abduction energies away from us, or just put it where it's the whole lifetime and put, how do you make that work for more than your life age to keep it long, working all the night, or the whole night?
Okay, yeah. Just type it in there that you want it to stay active during your, you know, when you're sleeping.
Okay. And also, if I go out on I'm not home, I can keep it on and keep my picture, and I should be fine, right?
If that is correct, uh-huh.
Yeah. It's still, you know, a little bit strange to me when I go to these appointments and I see these people that, you know, keep... And I don't ask them anything about stuff in their life or from their past, but they keep bringing stuff from their past, and I'm just thinking that might be a setup for me to make me think these aliens that they are not abducted. But and also when I drive, I see blue energies when I drive, even in my house sometimes I see this bluish energy here in the area where I live, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Yep, so the blue energy is the Orion energies, I believe, and that's here on this planet. I've been dealing with those a lot, so yes.
So just the specify on the space clearing to clear up the blue alien energies from the house.
Perfect, yeah. And those people are probably giving you the backstory of their life just so you feel comfortable with them.
Oh, I see. Because I was thinking something funny. Because all kinds of funny things are happening to me lately for the past couple of weeks. And one being, last week I deposited a check of less than $100. It was like $90. And they deposited $10,000 instead of $90 in my checking account. What are the chances of that? That was an ATM machine. I deposited through the ATM machine. So what are the chances of that glitch in the ATM machine?
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Well, that means
that's
a whole other issue. That means that stuff around us is also goofy, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
that's weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, right? And $10,000, at least they would leave it there. That will be nice in my checking account.
Hey, yeah. Well, what would be bad is if they took out the gasoline in the gas station and put water there. You
never know.
Gas station, all of a sudden water squirts out. But that would really stop the economies, wouldn't it?
And also, some companies that I work with lately, I've been feeling, you know, they lose the documents that I send them, and I have a tracking number, and I can prove to them that I send their documents back and everything, but they don't seem to find them. And I've been having some problems with these companies lately. It's really, it's making my job harder lately, this clone situation.
Yeah, that's what people are feeling or sensing, yeah. The clones don't have enough upstairs to deal with. They don't have the programs. And it's not their fault.
Yeah.
You really can't get mad at them. No, you
no but
like,
they think it's, they make me look guilty, you know what I mean? Like it's my fault and I have a tracking number and it's recorded in the system. But they don't seem to get it. And
oh, no, they don't have the program for that and they don't know how to respond to you because, you know, it'd take too much, data for them to do that. So they just probably have a blank look on their face or something or, this happened. Okay, we'll see if we can fix it, you know. And there's nothing that's really emotionally caught up in it yet because it, to them it's just, you know, it's just a program.
I know, but the thing, yes, but I get a bad reputation with these companies then, and they, because they don't, a loan didn't get funded this past week because they lost the documents. And this was a Quicken loan lender. They lost the documents that I sent them, and they didn't fund it because they didn't have the documents. And I look like the bad one here because they, although I gave them the tracking number and everything. See what I mean? And it's been happening lately to me.
Yeah, then you may have to figure out another way to cover yourself. You might just send the tracking number to the company and say, gee, I'm not getting any response from this. Maybe you could try it too, you know, to try to make him your friend. Something like that maybe, you know. The company that now looks at you like you don't know what you're doing, say, you know, could you help me with this here? Because somehow I'm not getting any success with this here, and you try it yourself.
I had some clearings done. When I have these situation happenings, I put some clearings, but it still takes a few days until it clears up. And until it clears up, they keep making me crazy. And
yeah.
So basically lately my job is being very difficult lately because of this. You know?
Yeah.
And also, Ron, is my husband still real or he's not real?
Oh, boy, I can't really say that, okay? Remember, everybody here
because
is alone.
He seems different to me. Although he had the barcodes out, I don't know, something is not right about him.
Well, you could always, if you have an animal or a pet, they'll tell you. If the dog starts barking at the person, know that something is goofy, you know.
But me, Mama, and my kids are okay?
Yeah, you guys feel good, yeah.
Okay, so that's good. So that could be something good for everybody then, to keep the abduction clearing on all the time, to keep us safer. And so they cannot get close to us.
Yep, that's what, it's good that came out. I'm glad that you called about that. Because there's so much that we have on the website, and that one would be a good one to do.
Yeah, that's it. That's good.
Okay, well, Doina?
Thank you so much, John and Elizabeth.
Hey, you're
welcome. Doina, thank you so much for calling.
That's
and,
it for me.
Thank
you. Bye.
All right, thanks to the other callers as well. Bye-bye. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And thank you so much, BBS, for giving us the extra time at the end. We really appreciate it. So, Ron, did you want to go ahead and wrap up with that, the clone clearing, and then we can just say goodnight to everybody?
So what we'll do is we'll do a clearing here for everybody. And if we do have some clones listening, and they are hearing us, and they maybe are a little confused, okay, that's a possibility. But they know that what we're talking about could be a possibility in their life. So here we go. We're going to bring spirit energy into the body of the clone replica here, or clone. So I'll count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Whoa, a lot of energy. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll put a spirit into them that looks out of their eyes. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one held very nicely. So, if you did feel something, I can't guarantee that you were a clone, but you do have light in you if you do feel something. So just know that you were given more light. I don't want you to start analyzing what's going on here, but you were given more light, and now you're connected. So I guess we'll say thank you, everybody. And thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, BBS. And we'll see you later. Our next BBS program will be on Wednesday, Station 1, at 7 o'clock Pacific. So blessings. Bye, everyone.